The state's Department of Environmental Conservation is calling for comments on its newest water quality report. The report is part of the Federal Clean Water Act program that requires each state to develop plans to fix water bodies that have been polluted. Each time the state puts out one of these lists, there's good news and there is bad news. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on the bad news for one of the most heavily used rivers in the state.
If there were a popularity contest for rivers in Alaska, judging by the thousands of people who visit the Kenai River every year, it would probably win. Anglers zip around in motorboats looking for the perfect fishing holes, or they wriggle into their waders and cast from the shoreline, or they just stand in the river mouth holding these long-poled nets shoulder to shoulder by the hundreds. This year, Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation put out a new water quality report. It's essentially a federally mandated report card of rivers, lakes, and water bodies in the state that people have polluted. And the Kenai River? It's getting a failing grade. The state is recommending that it be put on a federal list of polluted waterways. Jack Sinclair is the executive director of the Kenai Watershed Forum. As part of the study that got the river listed, he sat at one spot on the river for 12 hours, counting boats.
It was 2,000 boats that passed. That's not the number of boats that were on the river, but that's how many passes took place along that stretch.
Each of those 2,000 passes muddies up the water. And that's exactly what the state says is wrong on the Kenai. The river doesn't meet the state's water quality standards for turbidity. Turbidity is a measurement of cloudiness. The simplest way to think of it is like smog in the water. And a smoggy river is not good for anything living in it. And it's not good for people, for drinking, swimming, or fishing. The Kenai isn't the only river in the state having this problem. This year's report adds the Little Susitna River in the Matsu Borough to the impaired list for the same turbidity problem. And once a river is listed as impaired, it kicks off a process at the state and federal level that requires that the water be cleaned, or in this case, cleared. Cindy Gilder is a section manager with the state's Division of Water.
It is a year's process. Some of that is driven by how difficult is the problem to solve, and what's the commitment by the community?
There are three levels of pollution standards. The first, and easiest to violate, is whether there's enough pollution to make the water unsafe for people to drink. The second is recreation. Is the water safe to be in, clear enough to fish in? And the last and hardest to violate is the standard for the safety of wildlife and fish. The Kenai River violates drinking water and recreational standards. But should a popular sport fishing river be required to meet drinking water standards? Ricky Geese is the executive director of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, and he says it shouldn't.
Not too many people for a thirst of clear water would hunker down to the Kenai any place along that section and grab a glass of water to drink because it's all cloudy, it's filthy, it probably wouldn't be very good for you.
While he doesn't agree with the state's standards, Geese does have several ideas for things that can be done to lower the turbidity on the water. Most all of them involve reducing boat traffic. Right now, fishing guides get their own special time on the river to take clients out. That means a lot of boat traffic hits the river at the same time.
Do you call it a shotgun start? Maybe doing away with that, getting some other regulations for guide hours so everybody's not starting at the exact same time.
Or, he says, get people out of their boats and let them fish from shore. State environmental scientists like this. They like it when the people who use the river come up with ways to change their habits for the health of the river. The state's report is still in draft form, which means some things could change. They're taking public comments until January 29th. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.